You are listening to the Frillo Bros Tech Podcast, Sociology 101.
So, I want to talk about something. Okay. I have this like weird thing that I do sometimes where like somebody will have a new catchphrase or a new word that's like really annoying, and I hate it. You know, it's like, why would you throw that out there? Why would you even use that word? YOLO was an example. Like, it just seems so dumb. YOLO. And then, so I start to use it like, insultingly and ironically, like, I try to come up with like goofy ways to throw YOLO in there. But then I start to like, it becomes a habit to actually use it. And before I know it, I use YOLO with all the sincerity and none of the irony that is required. I just use it because like it becomes a thing. And I bring that up to say that that is exactly what's happened with phablets in me. I thought phablets, P8, your phone tablets, was just one of the dumbest like phrases. I saw it, I was like, a phablet? Are you kidding me? Like, and then I started calling things phablets and talking about phablets, and now I call everything phablets. I'm like, oh my goodness, I it happened again. Why do I get into words that I hate? That being said, I want to talk about phablets. And the article is entitled "The Phablet Isn't a Fad, PhD, or a Phase, PH."
Amazing.
Phones are coming. I know. There's a lot of,
job,
a lot
digital of trends.
Yeah, man. This article is fat, pretty hot and tempting.
Jeez.
It's a, that's, oh goodness. Oh goodness. Which movie was that?
It's from a movie. I just remember it from middle school.
Oh, you just remember? No. It was who's the one guy who in the Rush Hour movies? Not Jackie Chan.
Chris Tucker.
It was a Chris Tucker line, and it was a movie with the one guy who nearly killed himself with drugs. Like, winning.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. They're in a movie together, and it's like Money Talks. I think it's Money Talks. Is it Money Talks? Oh my goodness.
I don't know. But anyways.
No, wait. Don't say anyways. This is important.
This is important. I don't know.
I'm Googling it. Oh yeah, it's totally Money Talks. Chris Tucker, Charlie Sheen. And that's where that came from. Anyways, so the phablet. So this is the idea is like the Galaxy Note 2 or 3 or 17 or whatever they're on. It's like 6.3 inches. It's gigantic. It's like the size of your face, and it looks ridiculous up against your head.
You can talk on it on a phone, like a phone, huh?
Exactly. You can talk on it like a phone. There's been a lot of the phones are getting bigger in general. You know, 4.5, 5-inch phones. Mm-hmm. Like the Galaxy S4 is like, whatever is it, 4.5, 5. It's pretty big. The iPhone got, a tiny bit bigger. And whatever. But this, I bring this up and I want to talk about this because in the last 2 weeks, my opinion has evolved. And I think it's actually been evolving for a while. But I finally have like coalesced around an idea, and because what I tried to do, and actually this last week, so last week pre Cabo, I didn't pay attention to tech news at all, and I kind of did it on purpose because I just wanted to let my brain relax about it for a second and kind of reset on the like what are my thoughts on this sort of stuff, And I'm glad I did because I came to this idea. What I've been saying for a while is let me actually get into this article a little bit more. Basically, they're saying perceptions are changing. This article is arguing that like what is happening is happening. People don't want smaller phones anymore. They want bigger phones. They're going and buying this. You know, in the Samsung universe, it's the Galaxy S4 and the Note are doing great. Your smaller Android phones just aren't. you know, and it's just a simple reality within the Android universe is that bigger is better. People want the bigger phones, you know, and what they're making the argument is that Apple's not doing well because people want smaller phones. Apple is doing well despite having a smaller phone.
Okay.
Is what the argument on this article is. And I actually just realized I didn't link it, but I found another interesting article earlier this week, and maybe I'll be able to find it after the show. But it was talking about the weird parallelisms between Nokia of 5 years ago and Apple today. And one of the things
I
that was
you did
going
link
on,
to that.
Did I?
Yeah, top of Thursday.
Oh, good. Boom. Perfect.
I got your back.
Yeah, I'm glad you read my articles. So this is really an interesting article because – sorry, 1 second. I thought this was a really fascinating article because what they talked about in this article was the idea that the big thing that was going on was Nokia was doing really well and making a lot of money and, you know, everybody's buying their phones, blah, 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 blah. But all of a sudden the iPhone comes out, and one of the big things the iPhone changed was that you've got this giant screen. And Nokia came back and said, we're not going to move to a giant screen. We're not going to get rid of the keypad because of all the compromises involved in that. It's worse for your our battery life would be terrible. Screen resolution, people don't need screens that big. You know, how are you going to type on it? Touch-sensitive technology is not there. They basically were saying, we can't do it, and we don't think customers want it, so we're not even going to try. We're going to stick with the traditional keyboard. We're not going to go with the bigger screens. And obviously that worked out horribly for them until they finally started building phones that had bigger screens. And then they started to sell phones again, but it's still too late at this point. It looks like they're not doing very well. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a very odd, Apple had their earnings call this last week, and, you know, profits are down more, which there's a lot of actual good reasons why that is outside of, you know, selling. It's the profit margins on iPads are smaller and they're selling more of them in comparison to the iPhone. So it's, you know, it's stuff like that. But there is sort of this general sense that Apple is not selling as many iPhones as they could. They're not growing like they should be. And the question that I think a lot of people are asking is, well, is it because of the screen size? Are people moving away from the iPhone because they want something bigger? Tim Cook on Tuesday, one of his big things is, we think there's too many compromises with the bigger screen, so no, we're not going to move that way. Like the exact same thing that Nokia was saying.
That's not exactly what he said.
Well, but it, okay.
You know, he was like, quibble. We're not going to ship one if we have to make those trade-offs.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to give the caveat of, now, he pushed it in a very Steve Jobsian way of, it's the worst idea in the world until we're doing it, and then it's the only way that it makes sense to do it. I think they gave themselves a lot of wiggle room in that respect, that they could do that. They could launch one this year and feel like they didn't, you know, well, no, we're very consistent in our approach. Like, but
they talk about all
opposite.
They talk about all the trade-offs that they had to make and how it didn't work and how they solved all of them, which is why theirs works, and it's amazing.
And it's better than everybody else, and then I'll go and buy one because they're right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and that line totally works on me. But what's interesting about it is that...
Yeah, but if they're talking about making these things, these phablets, and they're getting up to like 7 inches, Apple already has one of those.
Yeah.
You see the tack of phone onto it.
See, this is where I'm going. So this is my big revelation. So one of the things I've been saying on this show a bit is that what I like about my phone and why I actually want the smaller phone is because what it is to me, my phone is not a telephone. It's an internet-enabled device. And what I really ideally would want it to be is to be a mobile hotspot that I carry around, essentially, that connects all of my other devices, whether it's a mobile TV or a Bluetooth headphone or a tablet or whatever. And because, you know, reading that article, actually in that article that I just talked about, was really the one that kind of solidified for me this idea that, yeah, maybe I should think long and hard about like the bigger phone argument and why I don't want a bigger phone. And what I realized is this: if I had a choice, I'm always going to go with a bigger screen. If I can plug my iPhone into a TV, I'm going to. If I am, you know, it's like, and one of the big things coming back from Cabo, you know, we've got hundreds of pictures and whatnot from my iPhone. I didn't hand her on my iPhone. I put them on PhotoStream, and then she put them on my iPad and showed them on my iPad because I want a bigger screen. Mm-hmm. And if there was an Apple TV around, I put it on the Apple TV because I want a bigger screen. And, you know, I kept wanting to up the ante. So if you could give me a device that could sit in my pocket, and the only reason why I want the smaller phone, really and truly, is because I want something that fits in my pocket easily. If you could give me a device that scaled very easily to a larger size, then that's what I would want. I'd want something bigger. And the other, you know, the other point that I was going to make, or the other thought that I've had, is I met a dude who was using like a, it was the Galaxy S tablet thing. Bless you. I know nobody heard it, but I could see it. The tablet, and he was using this tablet that had Wi-Fi, or that had 4G, and he was using it as his phone. And we were always like, that's ridiculous. Why would you use a tablet? You got to put it all the way up to his face. It's like, I don't put it up to my face. I use a Bluetooth headphone. And all of a sudden I had this, like, my brain shifted. And I went, you know what? That actually makes sense. Why do I?
What if you're wearing a pair of glasses all the time that has
Bluetooth? Yeah, exactly. Well, And this is where it suddenly started, my opinion on it started to evolve. What I like about my phone is it's a mobile hotspot that fits. It's an all-in-one, and it fits in my pocket. It's
right.
Got the phone. It's got internet. It's got a screen. It's got storage. And it fits in my pocket. That's pretty cool. And I like that. Right now, yeah, I like that. In next generation, I'll probably stick with the same size phone. But eventually, I want to move away from that. What I really want is I want a watch that has a screen, a battery, a LTE connection with a Wi-Fi connection so that it can be a mobile hotspot and a Bluetooth. So that on my wrist, all it does, I'm talking like super long term. Yeah, okay. We're dreaming right now. This is what I want. Is I want my connection, my personal connection, connected to me at all time, whether it's in my pocket or on my watch or on my wrist, and preferably on my wrist because that gives me a screen right there that's like always present. That would connect to my Bluetooth headphone in my ear, and that would be my phone. Like, I wouldn't have to have speakers and stuff in it because I would just have that connection. It would connect to my glasses, and my glasses would be able to do camera stuff and whatever. And then I would have a tablet. And all of a sudden I realized, you know what? I wouldn't have a phone. If I could choose, I would have something smaller that had a very small screen, just a tiny interface, that hotspotted over to a bigger screen. And what they're doing is, as you kind of move through these different compromises, people with the phablets, they're essentially saying, I can't fit a tablet, even a mini tablet, in my pocket. But I can, and what they have done that I haven't done is they've moved from saying, I want something small in my pocket, to I'm willing to have something a little bit bigger in my pocket. They've decided that that's going to fit into their personal world of style. And then as soon as you've done that, all the mechanics of battery life, processing power, RAM space, total storage, screen size, all of a sudden things get easier. It's an easier device to make, and it's got better margins. People are going to push them more. And all of a sudden I realized that this isn't a trend that's going on because the resistance to this trend is the pocket size. The problem, it's not because your fingers can't, you know, because you want to be able to do everything with your thumb. I actually think that this is where it goes. I think that just in general, you know, and it's like, you know, fighting the sands of time. If your eyes get worse, you want a bigger screen. But the reality of it is I love big screens. I like having 17 screens if I can get a handle on it, because I want that much information. Like, the fact that I can have such a small screen with so little information on it is troublesome. It's not that troublesome, but it, you know, it's like I want more information. and if I had the opportunity, I would go for that. Is what I've come to realize about my relationship with my phone.
Wow.
Now I still stand that, you know, but for me, my primary issue is pocket size. I don't want something big in my pocket. I carry around my iPad.
Those FUBU jeans.
I know. It's so ugly. My iPad Mini is just too big to carry around, and that's actually becoming like it's a limiting factor on the usefulness of the device for me. I don't carry it around, so I don't use it as much, which is a bummer. And I use it at work because it's sitting at my desk. But you know, if I were to, you know, I can carry it around the shop easily. But if I had something just a little bit, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting question for me, and I've realized that I actually think that this is the way it's going. And what we really need, what everybody really needs, is they need a Steve Jobs like character. This is my audition, but they need somebody who's willing to tell you how to use this technology that we don't understand yet. You know, it's not anything revolutionary. It's just obviously this is where it's going. When you think about it for 10 seconds, this is where it always goes. We want bigger screens. And it makes sense having your bigger screen be your mobile hotspot as well. I want to get to the place where I wouldn't even need that. I could move away. I could use that when I wanted it, but I didn't need it all the time, which is why I want my mobile hotspot strapped to my wrist. But for a battery life perspective, that's not exactly possible. But that's kind of where I'm at on it. That's my thought on this. So I would say, the phablet's coming, man. Like, Apple has to respond to that. And that's my other thought is
I just feel like all they need to do really is put in a phone antenna in their iPads.
Yeah. Well, they do. They need to do what they really need to do is they need to let you, because right now they've got the LTE. They really need to just
add the phone app.
They really need to do that. I think that's the big thing. If they were to do that and really just say, you know, and you know, yeah, I think that
and
would
somehow
be great.
Work with the carriers too, where it's like it's your same phone number. It's not a separate device. You know, everything rings. You know what I mean. So yeah. And you're paying for the minutes and. You know, they probably don't have the infrastructure for it, which is what makes it annoying. Yeah. But, you know, just let me do that. And I can switch calls like they do with FaceTime, where it's like, dude, just one number, one contact, all devices. You know what I mean?
And I do know what you mean.
And that would be, and that's how you solve that problem. And then just like, dude, whatever I have with me,
You can have only one, and I think.
And now you got yourself a phablet.
Yeah, and they should go out and make a cool looking Apple Bluetooth headphone set, so that they can sell a million of them or a bazillion of them and make a bunch of money, but so that they can show you, so that they have a product that they say. This is what you're supposed to do with it. You're supposed to not use your tablet as a phone. You're supposed to use it as a Bluetooth connected phone. It's, you know, you're supposed to use the little headpiece. It's for whatever reason, like, I don't know why. Maybe I'm just dumb, but like, it never occurred to me that like, that's, yeah, obviously that's what you would do with a tablet until I saw somebody else doing it. And I was like, oh. Yeah, why would you ever put that to your face? Like, I will make fun of anybody who puts a phablet to their face instead of using a Bluetooth thing. Because it looks ridiculous when there's such an easy solution out there. Like, you know, you're going to fall asleep on that thing.
What the heck?
But, I don't know. It's interesting.